Hello everyone and welcome to my review of Hay Fever. Director Lindsay Posner's production of Noel Coward's farcical comedy of Manners arrives in the West End following a very well received run at the Theatre Royal Bath last summer. Leading the cast is Felicity Kendall, reprising her role from the Bath production. She stars as former actress Judith, matriarch of the bohemian and outrageously self-centred Bliss family. And inasmuch as Kendall dominates her husband, children and anyone caught in her orbit as Judith, she also dominates the play itself, which while being very enjoyable does lack a bit of fizz whenever she isn't on stage. Such is the selfishness of this bunch, Judith, her author husband David, played by Simon Shepherd, and her 20-something son and daughter, played by Alisor Ewing and Edward Franklin. They have all invited a guest down to their country house for the weekend, without informing the other members of the family. Add to this the fact that each guest has been lured there in the hope of romantic intrigue, and you have all the ingredients for the weekend country house party from hell. The hapless guests become victims caught at the centre of this maelstrom of clashing egos. One scene of after-dinner games is particularly hilarious. Felicity Kendall gives a comic tour de force as Judith, a fading star who, now starved of an audience, inflicts her melodrama and histrionics on those around her. Her comic timing is impeccable, and she plays Coward's deliberately over-the-top dialogue to the hilt. Coward was the master wordsmith, of course, and while Hay Fever might not contain as many memorable lines as, say, a classic like Private Lives, there is still much here that is perfectly delicious. Incredibly, he wrote the play in just 3 days. Fine support comes from Alisor Ewing, making her stage debut as Sorrel, the Bliss daughter, destined to be just like her mother, it seems, Michael Simpkins as Sorrel's harassed guest Richard Gretham, and a wonderfully sultry turn by Sarah Stewart as Myra Arundel. There isn't really a weak link among the 9-strong cast, but such is the wonder of Felicity, they all rather trail in her wake, a situation that Judith wouldn't have any other way, of course. Hay Fever is at the Duke of York's Theatre and continues until the 1st of August. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.